I'm curious what your take was on the issue of ER testing and DCIS that was first presented by Craig Allred at the San Antonio meeting a couple years ago.
I think it makes sense that DCIS that has estrogen expression is going to have an effect using tamoxifen. But many of us in the community would really like to see this published. It's one of the very few studies that has been presented in abstract form. At least in the United States, it's changed our standard therapy of only offering patients tamoxifen in the setting of DCIS with positive estrogen receptors. It's very intuitive that it would work, but I really would like to see the data.
One of the things that kind of bothered me about that, and I've interviewed Craig for this series, is that while he found that when he tested tumors and found them to be ER negative, they did not respond or benefit by tamoxifen. The tumors that were tested in the community, actually the ER negative tumors did benefit because there were so many false positives. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's something that is a big concern, that is testing and whether or not we're really identifying the right patients to treat. The same thing happens with HER2 testing, and that's been published quite a bit.
The issue of HER2 testing now is very much on the table with the adjuvant trastuzumab studies being very positive. I'm curious first what your thoughts are about those data.
It's very exciting data. Of course, we wish it was available to all women with invasive carcinoma. We're talking about a small subset, maybe 20 to 30% of patients. However, it's apparent that those are the bad players. Not to mix apples and oranges, but the question might be, is the HER2 positive DCIS ER negative the same players that go on to invasive carcinoma? That's why I'm so interested in the DCIS stage. Can we actually intervene at that point to prevent actually even needing that type of therapy later on? So I think that's something that I think you're going to be hearing a lot more about. That is this potential of treating the DCIS to prevent the bad players with invasive carcinoma.
To me, it seems like I'm a surgeon. I want my patient to go see the medical oncologist for a post-op visit to consider adjuvant therapy with as accurate as possible ER testing and HER2 testing at this point in time. What's the best way to sort of assure that, or how do you approach that?
Well, in general, unless we know the laboratory which is being tested, we will repeat everything at MD Anderson, that is ER HER2, prior to the patient seeing the medical oncologist. And there's discrepancy in about 20% of the patients. So we feel comfortable with just repeating it. You practice in whatever environment you're in, and you, of course, have to trust your labs, but you have to have a lab that has a lot of experience with the right positive and negative controls, and actually you have to demand that for your patients.
You know, my take on this is that maybe one of the ways to try to figure out whether the lab that you're working with on a regular basis is appropriate is volume of testing, sort of as a first gross cut. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to approach it.
I think the NSABP kind of found that the labs doing the greatest volume had the greatest accuracy.
Definitely.